Good to see everyone here tonight. Got a few things to talk about, and maybe we'll get that done. Get my paper straightened out. Sometimes we wonder, what can I do? I don't want to preach. Don't want to teach. I'm afraid to have a Bible study. What can I do? Bad part is, people are still dying every day. Millions, thousands. And they're not ready to meet God. So what do we do? Some of our close friends. Some people are just friends of some people we know. According to the rich man Lazarus, the rich man died, and he was unprepared. And he woke up in torment. So people that are dying unprepared are headed for torment. We don't want our friends and our relatives to be in torment, so there's a sin problem. God has a cure for sin, and we need to share that with those people. Jesus said in Luke 4:35, says, look, said, don't wait till 4 months to harvest. He said the fields are already white under harvest. In other words, they're ready for harvest now. If all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, then everyone in the world has sinned. That means the fields are harvested. Jesus didn't say which one, but people are everywhere. So if all have sinned, then they all need a cure for their sin. I borrowed a story from Kyle Butt. It's in a book I'm reading. And I think it makes a good point. We'll call this little girl Mary. She's a teenager in high school. She's a basketball player, and she's very, very good. She contributes a lot to the team spirit and everything. But she is a Christian, and she is determined early in her Christian life that she was not going to miss going to church Sundays or Wednesdays to play ball. God was going to be first in her church, and playing ball in school was going to be second. So, and that worked out real good for her until one time the school was in a tournament, and they end up playing on a Wednesday night. So was she going to be able to let her team down and go to church and possibly let them lose? Or was she going to go miss church and go, and then maybe they would win the tournament? But that's not what was important. The story was, by her influence and her faithfulness to God, it influenced her coach. And in turn, he became a Christian, along with his wife. And now they're raising faithful children. So her influence of being faithful to God, no matter what, had an impact on her coach. We also can influence people around us. We also can. People are watching us every day. We know what they know what we're doing. We know when we go to church, when they get back, you know, if we slip on a word or anything, they know it. So our influence is different. It's greatly in the world. Terry, there's free hot dogs down at the gas station. You ought to take your family and get some. John, there's free hot dogs down at the grocery store. Why don't you go down there and feed your family? If it's free, we can say something free for everything. We call everybody up and say, we're having a new baby. He was born. It was so many pounds and his name was. I got good grades on my grade card. Great, I'm going to call everybody and let them know. I got engaged. I'm getting married. We call everybody and let them know. I got a good checkup. I don't have cancer. We call everybody and let them know. But how come when it comes to concern with their souls, we're afraid to talk to them about it? Afraid to talk to our friends and our relatives. So, guess what? They're giving away free life down there at Church of Christ. free eternal life. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Romans 6:23. Free life. Free eternal life. That's great. Well, no more dragging the ball of chain of sin around me. I can get my sins took away by being baptized and taking away my sins. And I have free eternal life. Jesus in John chapter 3, if you'll turn there, one we know by heart, but we're going to read it anyway. 3:16. And we know 16 by heart, but we don't know 17. So, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. See, there's our eternal life again. Verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Jesus paid the debt of sin. Free eternal life. Just be baptized and wash away your sins. Live for him. You have eternal life. Free. Jesus paid the price with his blood. Why aren't we telling people this good news? Why aren't we calling those friends up and telling them? Free eternal life, the Church of Christ. Jesus paid it all. That's wonderful news. What greater news could there be? It's better news than cancer. Curing cancer. I wish we could cure cancer, but we can cure sin. What's more important than curing cancer? Curing sin. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. We know this story by heart. We sing it all the time. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Everyone that hears these words of mine and doeth them is like unto a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. But it did not fall, because it was founded on a rock. And anyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not, I would liken to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Two choices, a wise man, a foolish man. You building your spiritual house on God, God's way, or you good on the ways of the world? God said, wise or foolish? He that hears my words and doeth them is a wise man. He that hears my words and do not do them is like unto a foolish man. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, I came to seek and save that which is lost. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Those who were sin lost. They had a sin problem that we can't get rid of by ourselves. We needed Jesus' help, and he came to do that very thing. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. First Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Said God, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants all men to be saved. He supplied the cure for sin. Are we sharing it? God says he wants all people to come to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Peter 3:15. It says, be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. Why are you so happy today? You know, what's the difference between what yesterday and today? Why are you happy today? I said, I had the burden of sin taken off of me. I don't have to drag that ball of chain of sin around me anymore. I was baptized and that sin was all washed away. So I'm happy today because God has gave me eternal life. Great news. Why shouldn't I be happy? Best news going. Let me tell you how. It says, Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to set..." I thought I could sort of quote it. We got messing with my papers at the same time. That's what happened. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God and for salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek." The gospel is the power of God. God's word is the power. I don't have to worry about what I know, what I don't know. The power is in the gospel. The power is going to, the gospel is going to save mankind. It's not what I do. Sometimes, well, I can't. How am I going to share the gospel? All you have to do is write your little scriptures down in a note. Put it in the back of your Bible, sneak over there. Well, this verse says this, and this verse says that. And you can tell people what that verse says, because it's the verses that they've got to believe. It's God's word that they've got to believe. It's not me. It's God's word that's going to save us. It has the power. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "You are a royal race. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people after our own possession. For you might proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you receive mercy." We are a chosen people. Who did God chose to be his people? Those who obey the gospel. You know, he calls us by the gospel. Those who obey the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and baptized for their sins, repent of their sins, and have all that washed away, he adds them to his royal family. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. What do we have to do? We have to be hearers and doers of his word. Also, we have to walk worthy of the call that he's called us with. God wants us to live righteous lives. He wants us to live a holy life. He wants us to walk in the light as he is in light, and the blood of Christ will cleanse us from all sins. We as Christians have to be a good example to our neighbors, to our friends, to our relatives, to strangers. At all times, it's that when we're at home, when we're at church, when we're at work, when we're at play, Christianity is a way of life. Well, it's Sunday morning, I'm going to put my Christianity on, I'm going to church. Well, Sunday's over, I'm going to take my Christianity off and hang it in the closet for next week. No, Christianity is a way of life. It's what we do all the time. It's not something we can slide in and out of. God wants us, we're a chosen people to live daily his way. Free eternal life. It's better than the cure of cancer. What are we going to do with it? It's free. Jesus paid the price. Blood shed was blood. Blood was shed for everybody. You just have to accept it. Cancer only kills the body, you know it. Sin kills the soul. Cancer only shortens our life here on earth. Sin makes us punished forever and in eternity. Do we want our friends to be lost in eternity? Do we want them in pain? Free eternal life down at Church of Christ. Jesus paid the price. Who are you going to tell? Romans said Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus paid the price. God sent the price down, Christ down here to die on the cross for that very purpose. No other sacrifice would have worked. Those close to us, we can teach them. We can be examples to them. We can invite them to come to church activities, whether it's anything we do. All of us has a special friend that we've been saying, I need to tell him about Jesus. I intend to tell him about Jesus. I just can't find the right time to talk about their spiritual soul. Need to make time, because we don't know how much time we're going to have. Some of us have waited too long on some of our friends. They died before we was able to tell them about Jesus. They died unprepared. When that happens to me, I get a gut feeling that's not a good feeling. Because I feel like I let them down. I should have done more for them. So, 1 Peter 3, in verse 1. Says, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husband, so that even if they do not obey the word, they may be won throughout without the word by your conduct of your wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Examples, Christian examples of how a good Christian woman should be. Christian example of how a good neighbor should be. Christian example of how a good worker at our work should be. Acts chapter 9. Have a story about Tabitha dying. Acts 9, verses 36 through 39. Now there was at Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, whose translation is Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died. When they washed her and laid her in the upper room, since Lydia was not far from Joppa, the disciples heard that Peter was there and sent for two men, urging him, please come without delay. So Peter rose and went with them. And when he had arrived, he took him to the upper room, and all the widows stood beside her, by him, weeping and showing tourniquets and other garments that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Then Peter put them all outside and knelt and prayed and turned to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when he saw Peter, she sat up. She was a Christian lady showing charity to the widow ladies. The widows showed them all the clothes that they made, the tourniquets, you know. We have good ladies here at the church. We do many, many works, and we got good men that do a lot of the works that nobody knows behind us. You know, they take food to people, they visit the sick, they call, they send cards, they have widow and widower's luncheons, and very, very good work. And they're going to know that we are Christians by that love and what things we do. That's the way we. What can I do? That's many, a lot of the ways that we can do. Send cards, many things. They will know we are Christians by our love. There is a lot of love in this congregation. We share God's word. In Acts 4, the church was being persecuted. They were, Saul was torturing the Christians, so they persecution, and they left Jerusalem, went back to their homes. Verse 4 says that they were scattered about, went preaching the word. Other things, they went out spreading the gospel as they went. We can tell God's word. Free eternal life down at Church of Christ. Just come and have your sins washed away. Walk in the light and do his commands the rest of your life. And his blood will continue to cleanse our sins. It's free. You just have to take up his offer. There is a song in a different book. Kind of gets you. You never mentioned him to me. When in a better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our soul would be if any lost if any lost one should cry in deep despair, you never mentioned him to me. You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the light to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet you never mentioned him to me. How many people have we not mentioned Christ to? Why don't we sing this song? Does it make us feel bad? Are we afraid if we're going to meet some of those people that said, you didn't mention Christ to me. You knew I had that sin problem, but you didn't mention him to me. The invitation's always open. If you heard the word, repent of your sins, confess that you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you've not been faithful, we ask if we help you with that by prayers. If you won't, please stand and sing.